A program's control structure can be represented in a chart. In Figure 2.4, since component 1 is at the top, this means that it can call components 2 and 3. Similarly, component 2 can call components 4 and 5, while component 3 can call components 6 and 7. In this chart, the order of integration may be as follows: 1.2, 1.3, 2.4, 2.5, 3.6, 3.7. The interactions of each component when they are built must be tested. The components at the lower part of the chart may not have been built or integrated yet. So in Figure 2.4, to test component 1's interaction with component 2, it may be necessary to substitute component 2, as this component may not have been integrated yet. Substitution is done by creating a skeletal implementation of the component known as the stub. A stub is a passive component. The use of stubs to replace components that are not yet integrated are common.